牧师来到。
谢谢吴长老。我 share 一下 screen 啊。对吗？我以前在中国的时候，我是不需要找工作的。
When I was in China, I was working in the computer industry. Is that what you said?
I don't need looking for a job.
Okay.
因为在那个时候，你只要大学毕业了，政府会帮你找一个工作。
Because when you graduate from university, the government will find you a job.
那个时候没有人自己找工作，大家都是政府分配工作。
So at that time, nobody was looking for it. Everybody got kind of assigned one.
等我到了美国之后，我知道，哇，自己还要去找工作。
And then after I came to the U.S., I find that I have to go look for one.
找工作有的时候是一件很挑战的一个事情。
It's a very challenging task.
你要去跟那个雇主去谈。
You have to go interview.
你要看他做些什么样的东西。
And then you have to talk about different things with them.
你要看他的薪水给你的，你是不是满意？
You see whether you're going to be happy with the salary they give you.
那我今天跟大家分享一个广告。
I'm going to share with you an advertisement.
这是一个招工广告。
This is one in the post-it.
It says, "Man wanted for hazardous journey, small wages, bitter cold, long months of completely darkness, consistent danger, safe return."Doubtful. Honor and recognition in case of success.
风险旅途需要人极少的薪水，很冷，长时间在完全的黑夜里，始终在处在危险下，不一定能安全回来。如果成功，会被纪念。
如果你看到这么一个广告的话啊
，If you see such an advertisement，
有多少人说我愿意去？举个手。
Who wants to go? Raise your hand.
哇，你们没有一个人愿意去哦。
Maybe no one would really want to go.
这个是英国人沙克尔顿，他在1913年伦敦时报上面登的一个广告。
This is a British person, Ernest Shackleton. They were asking people to go in December 29, 1913 to the school, and they were posting this advertisement in the Times of London.
我不知道有多少人认识沙克尔顿这个人。
Who knows about this person of Shackleton?
我第一次知道是去自然博物馆。
The one time I know about this person when I went to the Museum of Natural History.
那个时候有一个 IMAX 的一个电影。
So they have an IMAX movie.
就讲到他去南极探险的事情。
And talk about his adventure in the South Pole.
他登了这么一个广告，他招人跟他一起去南极去探险。
So he put up this advertisement to ask people to go join him.
他说很少的薪水
，very low wages，
几乎没有薪水
，almost none，
因为他自己不是一个有钱的人
，because he's not rich，
他要到处去找钱来帮助他可以发工资
，he's been trying to find money to support people。
那南极很长的时间是在黑夜的里头
，and in South Pole a long time it will be in darkness，
你还不一定能回得来
，and of course maybe you won't come back。
万一你回来的话，有可能会被纪念。
Maybe if you come back, then you will be remembered.
也可能你会被别人给忘记。
Or maybe we've forgotten.
你知道吗？结果有5000的人说我们愿意去。
And then there are 5,000 people who said they want to go.
哎呀，我真的是非常的惊奇。
I was very surprised.
最后他在这5000人中间选了25个人。
And in the end, he picked 25 out of the 5,000.
加上他自己。
And then also including himself.
加上他请的副船长。
And then also a captain.
然后加上他所请的领航员。
And also sailors.
所以1914年的8月1号，他们从伦敦出发，全船一共有28个人。
So then 1914, August 1st, there were 20 people who set out.
哎呀，他们就往南极就开去了。
And then they sailed towards the South Pole.
哎呀，有一天早上起来。
And then when they woke up,
他们发现周围全是冰。
And then they find out that it's surrounded by ice.
船不能再往前走了。
Cannot go forward anymore.
船也不能往后退了。
Cannot even back out.
冰把这个船完全包围住了。
The ice has surrounded the entire ship.
他们只好在那个地方安营扎寨。
So they have to kind of settle down there.
过了几天，那个冰越来越多，越来越多。
And then the ice get more and more.
然后最后他们的船就完全这个被冰给挤碎了。
And then in the end, the ship was crushed by the ice.
他们在这个冰上待了有十个月的时间。
And they stayed for 10 months on that ice.
十个月之后，没有船了。
And then at the end, after 10 months, they don't have anything.
然后他们就只好跟着这个冰去漂浮。
And so they were kind of like floating around with the ice.
不过他们的船上呢有三个小的救生小艇。
But then they have three small boats on that ship.
然后他们就随着这个浮冰又在冰上又漂流了五个月的时间。
And then they were kind of like drifting around on the sea for 5 months.
对。这个经过了一年多的时间
，So after more than a year，
然后他们决定，他们要去找救援
，And then they were to find help，
然后他们就派了五个人
，They sent five，
坐着一个小船
，In a small boat，
然后要到一个小岛上面去找救援的人
，To go to a small island to find people to help them，
然后他们在海上走了。十六天的时间
，and they were on the sea for 16 days.
然后找到了救援的人
，they found somebody.
又经过了差不多半年的时间
，and then after another 6 months,
他把所有的人救出来
，they saved everyone.
没有什么工资
，they didn't have any wages.
还不一定能回得来
，not sure they can come back.
万一成功的话
，if successful,
有可能会被纪念
，maybe remembered.
如果你事先知道这个是你的工作的条件，你会去做吗
？If you know that will be the condition of your work, would you go do it?
这个红线是他们，这个最早出发的路线啊，到了南极的这一点。
So、
本来他们的计划是穿过南极啊，到了南极的极点啊 ，South Pole， 然后到了南极的另外一边了之后呢，有船可以把他们接出去。但是他们到了这个点的时候呢？冰把他们给堵住了。
The original plan was to go follow the red line and then go across South Pole and then on to the other end, but then they were actually stuck in that first part of the red line.
然后他们就顺着这个黄线，就是那个冰的漂游的路线。
And then they follow the yellow line, which is where they kind of floating around.
到了蓝绿这个交点呢，这个船已经彻底沉下去了。
And then at the end, when at the end of the yellow line, the boat sank.
然后他们只好就跟着这个冰，冰飘到哪里，他们就去哪里。
And so they were following the ice being floating around.
所以他们顺着这条绿线，就是他们的冰的浮动的那个路线。
And then follow that green line, which is what the ice floating around at.
当他们到这个地方叫做 Elephant Island 象岛的时候，他们已经离出发已经有497天了。
And then when they got to this Elephant Island, at that point there, they were already 497 days from when they started.
然后他们派出了五个最强壮的人，从象岛啊到这个 South Georgia 这个地方呢去求援。
So they sent out five strongest from the Elephant Island to go to South Georgia to get help.
但是你看见一件事情没有
？But you see one thing.
如果你给人有一个伟大的一个意向
，If they have a grand vision.
他们可以用自己的生命来实现这个意向。
They will use their life to fulfill that vision.
很多人是不怕危险的。
Somebody, a lot of people are not afraid of danger.
很多人愿意付出的。
They are willing to pay for it.
只要你给他一个伟大的一个意向。
If you would only give them a grand vision.
一个伟大的事件去做。
To give this grand task to do.
那今天我们来看一段的圣经。
Today we're going to see a passage.
路加福音刚才我们已经读过了。
We have read Luke 14 earlier.
这里说有极多的人和耶稣同行。
Here I talk about a lot of people are following Jesus.
嘿呀，一大片的人跟着耶稣。
And a large great crowd was following.
如果我要是耶稣的话，
If I were Jesus,
说太好了
，It's great。
我们来成立一个 mega church。
We will set up a mega church。
哎呀，我是牧师。
I will be the pastor。
然后黑呀呀黑呀呀的，极多的人都在那里。
And there will be a lot of people there。
我可以成立一个很大的一个教会。
It will be a great big church。
耶稣转过来。
Jesus turned around。
耶稣转过来说了几句非常让人吃惊的话。
Very surprising words from Jesus' mouth.
耶稣说：“人到我这里来，若不爱我，胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、兄弟姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。凡不背自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。”
He said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brother and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple."
你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下来计算花费，能盖成不能盖成吗？恐怕安了地基不能成功。看见的人都笑话他说：“这个人开了工却不能完工。”或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下来酌量，能用一万兵去敌那两万兵打他了吗？若是不能，就趁敌人还远的时候，派使者去投河西的条款。
So anyone who wants to build a tower, you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you can complete it. If you lay the foundation, not be able to finish it, and everyone will see it, will ridicule him.And then, or suppose you're a king, go to war and like a king, and if you don't sit down, calculate whether your 10,000 people can fight off the 20,000, then you will send a delegation while the others still far away and ask for peace.
这样，你们无论何人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
In the same way, anyone of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple.
我以前有很多的朋友来找我。
Many friends came to look for me before.
我说我不要信基督教。
As he said, I don't want to believe in Christianity.
你们基督教是一个六亲不敬、六亲不认的宗教。
Because Christianity is something that will kind of deny all relatives and family.
你看这里说的什么呢？到我这里要不爱我胜过自己的父母、妻子、儿女、兄弟姐妹，就不能做我的门徒。
Here is look at what it says here. If anyone comes to me, does not hate his father and mother's wife and children.
我说你看你们基督教在 promote 什么样的东西呢
？What kind of things are you promoting?
也就是让人离开自己的父母、兄弟姐妹。
You have to ask people to leave your parents and your siblings.
要跟耶稣，然后就要六亲不认。
And then if you follow Jesus, you would not follow any of your family.
那这一段的圣经成为很多人攻击基督教的一段圣经。
And this passage become the passage a lot of people use to attack Christianity.
这段圣经也是非常难以理解的一段圣经。
It's also a passage very difficult to understand.
那我们来看这段圣经究竟讲了一些什么样的事情呢？
But what is it really saying to us?
有很多人跟着耶稣。
Many people follow Jesus.
耶稣的头脑非常的冷静。
Jesus has a very calm mind.
耶稣知道群众是不可靠的。
Jesus knew that these people are not reliable.
耶稣跟随他的人提了一些的条件。
So he set out these conditions.
如果你仔细看这段圣经，你知道这段圣经中间哪一个字是一再的在重复的吗？
Do you know what are being repeated in these passages?
门徒
，disciples，
这里三次说的门徒
，here talk about it three times。
第一次说，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母兄弟姐妹，就不能做我的门徒。
And if you don't love me more than your father and mother and wife and children, you cannot be my disciple。
凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，就不能做我的门徒。
If you don't bear the cross, you cannot. You're not worthy to be my disciple.
这样，无论何人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
And then also at the end, that if you don't leave behind everything, that you cannot be my disciple.
耶稣在这里开了一个条件。
Jesus gave them a condition.
好像我们刚才看到那个招工广告一样。
Just like the advertisement we saw.
耶稣说：“你要做我的门徒吗
？”Jesus said, "Do you want to be my disciple?"
有三个条件。
There are three conditions.
你首先要。爱我胜过爱自己的亲人。
You first have to love me more than you love your relatives.
第二，你要背自己的十字架。
Second, you have to bear your cross.
第三，你要撇下一切来跟随我。
And thirdly, you have to leave everything behind to follow me.
耶稣这里不是指的一般的一群的人。
Jesus was not talking about the crowd in general.
耶稣说，这里是指的，如果你想做门徒的话。
If you want to be a disciple.
那什么是门徒呢？
And then that's what you have to do.
门徒那个希腊文的意思是跟随者。
In the Greek, the disciple means someone who follows.
那些愿意跟随耶稣基督的人。
Somebody who is willing to follow Jesus.
仅仅去相信耶稣和跟随耶稣是两个不同的事件。
It's different to say you believe in Jesus or you follow him.
你信他，那叫信徒。
If you believe in him, then you are a believer.
我相信这个极多的人跟随他的时候，有很多人是相信他的。
There are many people who believe in him when those crowd that follow him.
但是耶稣说，光相信还不够。
But Jesus said, believe is not enough.
如果你想成为门徒的话，
If you want to be a disciple,
你需要做到以下的事情。
You have to do the following things.
我们看到耶稣在这段的经文里面
We saw in this passage
讲了一段事情
Talk about some things
就是我们需要做一个计算
Is someone we need to count the cost
你要做门徒你需要做一下计算
If you want to be a disciple you need to count the cost
耶稣在这里讲了个比喻
He talked about this parable
他说什么呢有一个人盖一个葡萄园的一个楼
Somebody who is building this tower for an orchard
耶稣那个时候是一个所谓的石匠。
At that time, he is like this stone mason.
那个原文是 techon. Techon 的意思就是我们今天英文的 technician.
So it's in a literal sense, he's like a technician.
很多人说耶稣是木匠。
A lot of people say he's a carpenter.
所以原文那个意思是说耶稣是一个技工。
And actually, in the original language, it meant that he is a technician.
耶稣一定是一个盖过房子的一个人。
Somebody, he must be somebody who has built something.
好像我们今天说是一个 builder.
Today's language, he's like a builder.
耶稣一定知道怎么样去在葡萄园里头盖一个楼。
So he knew how to build this tower in the vineyard.
所以那个葡萄熟的时候，他一看，不要让人来偷他的葡萄。
So when the grapes ripen, then he would be watching from the tower and not be able to steal it.
所以他知道一件事情，如果你盖一个楼的话，你先知道你有足够的材料，你才可以去盖。
Before you build something, you need to know that you have enough material to build it.
不然就变成了什么了
？And then one day we
叫烂尾楼。
And then it will be like half finished house.
你知道现在中国很多的烂尾楼，对不对？
Nowadays we hear a lot about these unfinished apartments in China.
你盖到一半没钱了。
They finished half of it, and then they ran out of money.
然后很多人已经付了一半的钱了。
And then a lot of people already pay for the entire house.
等着住进去，但是永远住不进去了。
And then yet they cannot move into it.
耶稣讲的第二个比喻。
And then Jesus talked about a second parable.
就是他把自己比作一个王。
And then he said he's like a king.
一个王打仗。
A king goes to war.
除非他想殉道。
And about to be martyred.
如果他看他的敌人比他强大的话
，If he sees that his enemy is stronger,
早早的去求和
，And then they will be asking for a peace treaty,
免得全军覆没
，To avoid an entire army being defeated,
国破家亡
，So and then the country would fall.
做一件事情，事先计划是非常重要的。
To plan before doing something is very important.
那国家需要计划，对不对？
The country needs a plan.
前两天我们的政府差一点关门。
Not too long ago, our government almost shut down.
为什么？因为这个政府的计划不能被通过。
Because the plan of the country cannot be passed.
一个家庭它也有计划。
A family has a plan too.
你买一个房子。
You're going to buy a house.
你买一个200万的房子。
You buy a $2 million house.
前段时间，就是大概十几年前啊，很多人买了很多的大房子，付不起房贷了。
And then a lot of time, people bought it a while back, and you know you have to borrow money.
那个银行就把他们都收回来了。
And if you cannot pay it, the bank would kind of take it back.
所以一个家庭它有计划。
A family has to have a plan.
那么一个基督徒
，A Christian，
如果你要做门徒。
If you want to be a disciple,
你需要有什么样的计划呢
？What kind of plan do you need to have?
当极多的人跟耶稣同行的时候
，When the large crowd was traveling with Jesus,
耶稣的头脑非常的清醒。
Jesus' mind was very alert.
耶稣知道愿意为他付代价的人是非常少的人。
Jesus knew that the people who were willing to pay the price for him are few.
大家跟着他是为了得好处。
A lot of people follow him was to try to get benefits.
甚至耶稣的门徒也在问。
Even the disciples of Jesus ask,
老板，你回来的时候，我能不能一个坐你左边，一个坐你的右边？
Hey, boss, when you come back, can I sit on your left and my brother sit on your right?
一个是你的外交大臣，一个是你的军事部长。
And then we'll be a defense minister, and then we'll be your state department person.
哎呀，我们一起跟你得荣耀。
And then we'll receive glory together with you.
人们希望从耶稣那里得到一些的好处。
People want to get benefit from Jesus.
耶稣不愿意人糊里糊涂地来跟随他。
Jesus didn't want people to kind of just follow him kind of in a confused way.
耶稣说：“你们跟我之前先想清楚一件事情。
That you need to be, you need to think through one thing if you want to be my disciple.
你跟随我要付的代价是什么
？What is the cost you have to pay if you follow me？
你想清楚了，如果你愿意做，你再做。
You think it clearly and then you do it after that.
我们看到一件事情，就是耶稣是非常的诚实。
And we can see that Jesus is very honest.
他不隐藏跟随他的条件。
He didn't hide away all these conditions.
我刚信主的时候，我发现我被骗了。
And when I first believed in Jesus, I thought I was being cheated.
很多人说：“哎呀，你信耶稣啊，你没工作，你可以找到一个好的工作。”
And if you believe in Jesus, you're going to find a good job.
你需要什么东西，耶稣都会给你。
Whatever you need, Jesus will give it to you.
真的是这样子吗
？Is it really like that?
耶稣他毫不妥协地告诉我们跟随他的条件。
Uncompromisingly, Jesus told us the conditions of his being his disciple.
他说：“你在跟我之前
，Before you follow me，
你要想清楚。
You have to think it clearly。
你跟随我的代价是什么
？What is the cost of following me？
许多的人对耶稣有一个错误的一个概念。
Some a lot of people have this wrong concept about Jesus。
他们知道耶稣是弥赛亚。
They said Jesus is Messiah。
弥赛亚来要在地上建立他的国。
And Jesus is going to come to this world to be king。
等你建立你的国的时候，我们最好都成为你的大臣。”
And then when you be the king, then we'll be your, you know, important officials.
耶稣知道一件事情，就是许多人愿意跟他同行，但是不愿意向他委身。
A lot of people know, Jesus knows that a lot of people want to walk with him, but do not want to commit.
耶稣说，他需要人对他有一个100%的完全的委身。
But Jesus knew that he needs 100% commitment from people.
耶稣知道群众是不可靠的。
People knew that the crowd was unreliable.
在这个里面，我们看到耶稣有两个计算，在这段的经文里面。
And there are two calculations in this passage.
一个呢，耶稣是赌我们可以完工的。
And Jesus knew that he can finish the job.
耶稣是赌我们可以做成他的工作。
Jesus knew that we can finish the job.
约翰福音说。
In Gospel of John,
我实实在在告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事。
Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing.
耶稣说，所以你们要去十万名做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都要教导他们遵守，我就常与你们同在。
So therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, and baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and then.Teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and I'll be with you until the end of time.
上帝的工作需要人来完成。
God's work needs people to finish.
有一个故事说，有一天耶稣回到了天堂。
There is a story about Jesus one day returned to heaven.
然后天使来迎接他。
And the angels came and meet him.
然后天使跟耶稣说，欢迎回家。
And the angels said, "Welcome home."
我想问你一件事情。请问知道你的故事的人有多少？
And I want to ask you, how many people knew about your story?
耶稣说，不太多。
Jesus, not that many.
就是巴勒斯坦那个小角那儿的十二个门徒。
It's only about three disciples.
天使问他，那万一他们忘了怎么办呢？
And then the angel said, what about if they forget?
耶稣，你有没有另外一个计划？
Do you have a second plan?
耶稣说：“我没有另外的计划。”
Jesus said, "I don't have a backup plan."
我依靠他们。
I rely on them.
离开上帝，我们什么都不能做。
If we leave God, we cannot do anything.
上帝离开我们，他的工作也无法开展。
But apart from us, God's work would not be established either.
上帝依靠我们来完成他工作。
God relies on us to complete His work.
上帝始终在寻找他可以使用的人。
God has always been seeking those who He can use.
他对我们有信心。
He has faith in us.
他 依靠我们来完成他的工作。
He rely on us to complete his work.
我们能成为他的依靠吗？
Can we be someone who he can rely on?
我们靠得住吗？
Are we reliable?
我们能完成上帝的工作吗？
Can we finish his work?
上帝能把他的工作交给我们吗？
Can God give his work to us?
如果我有个好朋友，
If I have a good friend,
我出去旅游了，
I'm going to go travel.
然后跟好朋友说，我把房子交给你了。
And then I'll say, okay, I'm going to give all these things to you.
我会找什么样的人呢？
What kind of people will I look for?
我要找那个忠心可靠的。
I'm going to find somebody who is reliable and trustworthy.
我能够去信任他的。
Somebody I can trust.
耶稣能信任我们吗？
Can Jesus trust us?
在这一个比喻中间，
In this parable,
耶稣说，我去相信我所依靠的这群人。
I'm going to believe in these people.
耶稣说，我就是那个王。
I'm this king.
我去打仗。
I'm going to go have this war.
我相信我的兵能打仗。
I believe my soldiers can fight this war.
耶稣说，我去盖房子。
Jesus said, I'm going to build this tower.
我相信我有足够的材料可以把这个房子建成。
I believe I have enough material to finish it.
你知道那个房子是谁吗？
Do you know
你知道那个材料是谁吗？
You know what the material is?
那材料就是我，就是你。
That material is us.
那个兵就是我，就是你。
That soldiers are us.
耶稣赌我们靠得住，我们真的可以靠得住吗？
Jesus think that we are, can be relied on. Are we truly reliable?
耶稣在这个故事中间也要求我们来计算我们跟随他的代价是什么。
Jesus in this parable also asks us to calculate the cost to follow him.
跟随耶稣的代价，如果有人跟随耶稣，就意味着自我意识的结束。
And then if somebody is going to calculate the cost and they're going to understand it themselves.
门徒不再有自己的意志。
And they don't have their own will in them anymore.
但不是奴隶与奴隶主之间的这样一种暴君之间的这样一种关系。
But it's not a really a relationship between a master and a slave.
而是在爱中顺从的一个关系。
But it's actually a relationship when you willingly obey because of love.
据说在美国南北战争的时候。
In the Civil War in the US.
那个时候美国的总统林肯从奴隶市场买了一个小黑奴。
Abraham Lincoln at that time bought this little girl from the slave market.
然后跟他说，你现在自由了。
And he said to her, "You are free."
然后这个小姑娘就说，我真的自由了吗？
And this little girl said, "Am I truly free?"
林肯说，你真的自由了。
And Lincoln said, "Yes, you are."
那小女孩说，那我愿意一辈子做你的奴隶。
But this girl said, "No, I'm willing to be your slave, your servant the entire life."
这是一个真实的故事，我去林肯纪念馆在 Springfield 的时候看的。
And this is a true story because I see it in the Lincoln Museum.
跟随耶稣意味着旧的世界观、旧的价值观的一个结束。
Following Jesus means that our old world, system has been finished.
门徒不再按世界的价值观生活。
That we are no longer following the value system of the past.
保罗信了耶稣之后说，我从此看万事如粪土。
And after Paul has believed in Jesus, I see all things are vain.
保罗说，从前对我有益的，现在我看到是为损的。
And what I counted as beneficial, and now count as loss.
什么东西改变了？
What has changed?
他的世界观改变了。
His value system has changed.
他对世界的看法改变了。
He has seen the world differently.
以前他值得骄傲的东西，他觉得没什么了不起。
And before he was proud, but now he doesn't think that's much of it.
以前他觉得非常有价值的东西，他觉得今天没有什么价值。
What he valued before, he didn't value anymore.
门徒不再为自己的生活，而是为他人生活。
And then he would be following Jesus.
跟随耶稣意味着一个新的忠诚的开始。
And following Jesus is like a new, faithful beginning.
你是忠诚你的亲人，还是忠诚上帝？
Are you going to be faithful to your relatives, or are you faithful to God?
亚伯拉罕听了上帝的呼召，就离开了他的老家乌尔。
And because Abraham believed in God, he left his old hometown and went to a new place.
他进了迦南，有一天上帝为了试验他，圣经上说。
And one day when he was Canaan, God tested him.
上帝说，亚伯拉罕，把你的儿子以撒献到祭坛上面。
And he said, well, offer your son.
你在我跟你的儿子中间，请问你选择谁呢？
Between you and him, who will you choose?
我们把亚伯拉罕叫做信心之父。
And then we can see that Abraham has chosen.
做门徒需要计算代价。
As a disciple, we need to calculate the cost.
我们做门徒，我们需要付的代价是什么？
What is the cost that we have to pay as a disciple?
对有些人来讲，或许是感情生活的方向。
For some people, it may be the emotional life.
有一次我听焦延廉牧师讲到。
One time I listened to this pastor 焦延廉。
他说他信主之后，他有个女朋友。
And he talked about his girlfriend before he had believed in the Lord.
然后他们准备结婚了。
And then they actually prepared to get married.
但是焦延廉牧师在团契里面的活动越来越多。
But then he participated more and more in the
fellowship. 越来越委身。
And then more and more work to do for the God.
他的女朋友就受不了了。
And then his girlfriend cannot take it anymore.
最后两个人分道扬镳。
And then in the end, the two of them separated.
带他生去中国的时候，他的女朋友把他送到码头。
And then when they were kind of leaving, and then the girlfriend was sending him away on the pier.
戴德生的女朋友对戴德生说。
Hudson Taylor was leaving for China, and this girlfriend was sending him away and said to him.
他说：“戴德生，如果你一意孤行的话，这个码头就是我能送你最远的一个地方。”
And she said to him, "If you really made up your mind and keep on going like this, this will be the last time I'll be sending you at."
戴德生爱他的女友，但是他更爱上帝跟中国。
Hudson Taylor loved the girlfriend, but he loved God and China more.
后来他在中国结婚，他的第一任的太太玛利亚死了，因为中国的条件太差了。
And then afterwards, he married his first wife in China, but then she passed away because the condition was pretty poor in China.
玛利亚给他生了八个孩子。
That wife gave him 8 children.
四个死在中国。
4 died in China.
因为中国的条件太差了。
Because the conditions were poor in China.
活下来的四个全部成为宣教士。
But then the other 4 all became missionaries.
前几年的时间，葛培里牧师离开了我们。
A few years back, Billy Graham left us.
那个时候 ，Billy Graham 的身体被运到了美国的国会。
At that time, his body was transported to the Congress.
他是第一个在美国国会得享荣耀安息的一个人。
He is the first civilian who received such honor in the Congress.
就第一个宗教人士得享这样子一个荣誉的一个人。
The first religious person that received such honor.
那天我也去了。
And then I went there.
啊，在外面排队排了三个小时的时间才进去。
I lined up for 3 hours.
然后我跟他说再见。
And to say goodbye.
跟他说有一天我们在天上再见。
So then one day we'll see him again.
葛培里一生举行了417场的布道大会。
In his entire life, he has 417 evangelistic rallies.
在58年里，他向六大洲185个国家的2亿多人讲了福音。
And in 58 years, he'd been in 6 continents and 185 countries to talk to 200 million people.
在最长的一个布道会是1957年，他在纽约麦迪逊广场花园那一次的布道，一共持续了16周的时间。
And the longest evangelistic rally was in 1957 in Madison Square Garden for 16 weeks.
他在112天里面讲了100次的布道会。
100 sermons in 112 days.
有一次，他的太太带他的女儿去他的布道大会。
And one day, his a wife brought a daughter to his evangelist rally.
他没有认出这个是自己的女儿。
He didn't recognize that it's his own daughter.
他问他太太说：“哎，那个小女孩是谁呀？跟你在一起？”
And he asked, "Who is this girl?"
有一次他回家。
And one time he went home.
他的儿子问：“妈，刚刚来咱们家那个男人是谁呀？”
And his son asked the mom, "Who is this guy who just came?"
葛培里爱他的家人。
Billy Graham loved his family.
但是他更爱上帝和世上的灵魂。
But he loved God and the lost soul of this world more.
他为了上帝的工作。
Because of God's work.
他把家庭的生活很多放下来。
And he put his family in the second place.
他把应该跟家人在一起的时间出去布道。
Because the time that he ought to be spending with his family, he used it for evangelism.
跟随耶稣，对有的人来说是意味着感情生活的放下。
It means that we need to sacrifice in our emotional life.
跟随耶稣
，Following Jesus，
可能是我们需要把物质生活放下。
Or maybe they will sacrifice in our material things.
有的人在学有所成的时候，放下自己的良好的环境，走上舍己这条道路。
And then sometimes when you have this wonderful career that you need to give up to follow Jesus.
在剑桥曾经有七个大学生。
There are seven college students in Cambridge.
我们叫做剑桥七杰。
They are the seven great persons in Cambridge.
你知道在100多年前，如果你在剑桥毕业，那是很了不得的事情。
In 100 years ago, if you get this degree from Cambridge, it's a really great thing.
那这些人都是佼佼者。
Those are all the best of the best.
他们非常的聪明。
Very smart.
他们有非常好的家境。
And then very good family background.
他们有非常好的工作。
Very good careers.
但是有一天，他们听到了戴德生说：“中国需要人。”
But one day they met Hudson Taylor and said, "China needs people."
所以这七个人就放下了自己的工作，到了中国去。
So these seven people they gave up the careers and went to China.
他们到了中国之后
，After they arrived in China,
他们在中国做了很多的工作。
They did many things.
这七个人是19世纪传教运动的最重要的事件之一。
And so this is some of the most important events that happened in the 19th century.
因为他们对整个的宣教带来了一个非常大的一个影响。
Because they brought about this great impact to the world of evangelism.
不光是影响了英国，影响到了美国。
Not only in the Great Britain, but also impacted the U.S.
他们的事情被写成文字。
And their events have been written down.
发到每一个青年会里面去。
And share among all the young people's fellowships.
很多的学生读了这些他们的故事之后，也把自己奉献做了传道人，到中国去。
And when the young people read about their stories, they also offered their lives.
当剑桥七杰达到中国的时候，中国内地会只有163名的传教士。
At the time when they arrived in China, that the China Inland Mission only had 163 missionaries.
五年以后，也就是1890年的时候，宣教士增加了一倍。
In 1890, which is 5 years later, multiplied to double the size.
到了1900年的时候，也就是他们到了中国15年之后，那个时候中国内地的宣教士有800人。
And then 15 years later, in 1900, then the number of missionaries increased to 800.
占全部新教士的人数的总数的三分之一。
And that accounted for one third of all the Protestant missionaries.
我们可以说，戴德生开始了中国的内地会。
We can say Hudson Taylor started China Inland Mission.
但是剑桥七杰把中国内地会带到了一个新的一个高峰。
But we can say these seven Cambridge graduates brought it to a new height.
在他们在中国一段时间之后。
After they've been there in China for a while,
中国内地会从一个默默无闻的一个小参会
，starting from a little known organization,
成为当时全世界最大的一个参会
，to become the biggest missionary organization in the world.
你知道为什么吗
？Why is that?
因为知识分子神对他们是有特殊的呼召的。
Because God has a special calling for the intelligentsia.
知识分子有才华。
The educated people, they have a lot of talent.
有思想。
They can think well.
有能力。
They have capabilities.
我们看到保罗就是一个知识分子。
We see that Paul is an educated person.
我们今天在座的，我相信大部分都是知识分子。
I know that people here, sit here, most of you are people who are educated.
神对你们有一个特别的呼召跟期望。
And then God is going to use us.
剑桥七杰其中的一位后来成为戴德生的一个接班人。
And then one of those seven became the next generation leader after Hudson Taylor.
当戴德生去世之后，他继续带领中国内地会50年的时间。
And after Hudson Taylor passed away, he continued to lead China Inland Mission for another 50 years.
跟随耶稣。
Following Jesus.
可能意味着你要放下你的物质生活。
Maybe giving up your material world.
你的享受。
The enjoyments you have.
有个牧师叫赵君颖牧师。
This pastor 赵君颖。
当他大学毕业的时候
，When he graduated from college，
上帝呼召做传道人
，And became a full-time minister。
他的父亲在上海是一个非常有钱的人。
His father was a very rich man in Shanghai.
那个时候出来做传道人是大家所看不起的。
At that time, the preachers are very poor.
我们中国人一向是看不起做传道人的。
And then, in general, we don't want to be a preacher.
哎，传道人很穷。
They're also very poor.
赵俊颖的爸爸就跟他说。
And so his father said to him,
你要是不做传道人，家里的遗产全部都给你，你就接班。
If you don't become a preacher, then my entire fortune will be left to you.
如果你做传道人的话，从此我们就一刀两断，所有的财产都不给你。
But if you become a preacher, from now on, we'll have no relationship whatsoever, and I will not leave you a single penny.
那时候丈夫是在无锡去牧养一个只有二三十人的老教小教会。
And at that time, he was in a very small church.
里面都是一些老人。
And also some old people.
有一天他接到一个邀请信，邀请他去讲道。
And one time he was invited to speak.
啊，那时候邀请讲道，要自己去买火车票的。
And at the time when he was invited.
哎呀，他说师母，我很想去，但是没有钱。
He said, I don't have money. I mean, I want to go, but I don't have money to go.
师母说家里已经揭不开锅了。
And then here I just didn't have food to eat.
怎么办
？What should you do?
后来师母说，这样吧。
And then they said, okay, let's do this.
我这里有个戒指。
I have a ring.
是我结婚的时候娘家给的戒指。
It's this ring that I received from, the wife received from
the family. 我们把这个戒指给当了。
Let's pawn it.
然后这个可以做你的盘缠。
And then that will be your traveling money.
第二天早上天下着雨。
And then the next day it was raining.
赵牧师起来看到桌上放着那个戒指。
He woke up and then he saw this ring on the table.
我们说这个是你娘家给你的。
He said, this is your family giving it to you.
不能这么去做。
I cannot go pawn it.
可是师母已经打着伞出了门。
But actually, then the wife has already decided.
所以他们就手搀着手到了当铺。
So then they went to the pawn shop.
把他们从娘家那里来的这个戒指把它当掉。
And they would pawn away this ring that she received from her family.
他用这个钱一半买了火车票。
Half the money they spent to buy a train ticket.
一半用来支持家里面。
And then the other half for food at home.
以后詹姆斯写了一首非常有名的诗歌。
And then later on, he wrote this very famous song.
我眼流泪。
My eyes cry.
我心破碎。
My heart is broken.
主啊，我心爱你。
And Jesus, I love you.
或遭敌对。
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear quite here.
后遭敌对。
And then for a few years.
或遭误会。
Or I encountered misunderstanding.
主啊，我心爱你。
But I still love you.
主啊，我心爱你。
I love you, Lord.
现在爱你，永远爱你。
I love you now. I love you forever.
任凭海枯石烂，主啊，我心爱你。
It doesn't matter if the world wastes away. I still love you.
跟随耶稣。
Following Jesus,
可能意味着你需要放下你舒适的生活。
And maybe you need to give up what you have in this world.
你的舒适的环境。
The comfortable environment.
戴德生的第一任的夫人玛利亚。
The wife of Hudson Taylor, Maria.
他的第二夫人，第二任的夫人珍妮。
And then his second wife is Jenny.
全部都死在中国。
And they all die in China.
有一次我参加使者的拆船年会。
And one time I joined the annual meeting of Ambassador for Christ.
那次的讲员是沈保罗牧师。
And one time it was the speaker was Pastor 沈保罗。
沈保罗说，当他大学毕业的时候。
He talked about when he graduated from college.
他那个时候在中国有一个大学生归主运动。
And that was this student movement at that time.
啊，那个时候很多很我们知道的很有名的牧师都是那时候出来的。
And we knew that many famous pastors really came from that particular movement.
啊，滕进辉牧师。
And they became a pastor.
焦延年牧师。
And then they offered their lives.
And 沈保罗牧师。
And also for Pastor Sun.
都是大学生，然后就出来做传道工人。
And they all became a full-time minister after the college.
你知道那个时候上大学是非常不容易的一件事情。
You knew that at that time to attend college is not easy.
当他出来做传道人的时候，他去云南做宣教的工作。
But after he became a minister, he went to Yunnan to preach the gospel.
他说那个时候有两个西方的白人的宣教士跟他一同在一起。
He talked about there are actually two Caucasian missionaries with him at that time.
他说那个在云南那个地方呢，人的碗是不洗的。
And then he talked about at that time people didn't really wash the utensils, the bowls.
那怎么弄呢？他们如果有个尊贵的客人，他们是用舌头把那个碗给舔干净的。
And when they have these honored guests, they would kind of lick the bowl clean for them.
所以他们把碗舔得干干净净的。
And then they would lick it very clean.
然后就给他们吃米饭。
And then they would let them use it to eat.
然后他们就开始做谢饭祷告。
And then he will be offering saying grace.
然后神牧师说他头低下来，他就抬不起来了。
And then he would lower his head, he cannot raise.
哎呀，他说他这一辈子都没有做过这么长的谢饭祷告。
And then he has never had such a long.
哎呀，谢饭呀，谢饭，谢饭。
He would just saying, keep on saying grace.
等他把头抬起来的时候，他发现对面的两个西方的宣教士已经把饭吃完了。
He finds that those two missionaries have already finished the meal.
到了晚上。
And at night.
那个宣教士开始拉肚子。
They actually have diarrhea.
但是那个宣教士说，我约了林春，我要今天跟他们去有个布道会。
And then this missionary said, I'm going to have this evangelistic rally for them.
所以太太就帮着他把火把点上。
And so they were lighting up these torches.
他就举着这个火把走到了林春。
And then they would use the torches to go walk to the next village.
到了第二天的早上，他还是没有回来。
And then they haven't come back for a long time.
所以太太就自己去到林村去找他。
So the wife would just then go to the next village to look for him.
走到半路的时候
，and halfway there，
他发现那个弟兄躺在那里去世了。
And then they found that this brother was lying on the road, he's passed away.
他回到村庄里面找了几个年轻人。
So she went back to the village to find a few young people.
然后走到那里，把他先生用狮子用这个席子把他裹起来。
And then they will.Go there and to kind of take her husband and wrap him up in this blanket.
然后扛着他回到了村庄里面。
And then to lift him up and go back to the village.
然后把他埋在了那个地方。
And then bury him there.
到了晚上。
And at night.
师母说。
And then the wife said.
这个布道会是三天。
These evangelist rally lasts for 3 days.
我要去完成我先生没有完成的工作。
I'm going to go finish what my husband did not finish.
所以他就打着先生的火把。
So she took these torches of her husband.
晚上继续到那个村庄里面去传福音。
And then at night we continue to go preach the gospel in that village.
神保罗牧师说，当他看到这里的时候。
So Pastor Shen said when he saw that.
他说今天是我第二次向神来奉献。
And I'm going to offer myself to God once again.
我第一次奉献是做传道。
The first time I offered myself as a full-time minister.
我第二次奉献是奉献我的生命。
The second time I offered myself is offer my life.
跟随耶稣。
To follow Jesus.
意味着可能你要把你的生命放下。
Meaning that you may have to give up your life.
跟随耶稣的代价或许是你被逼迫。
To follow Jesus, the cost may be you be persecuted.
在几年之前。
A few years back.
在美国的肯塔基这个地方。
In Kentucky,
有一个女士是在政府工作，是专门给人发结婚证书的。
There's a lady who worked for the government to give out marriage certificates.
她叫 Kim Davis.
Her name is Kim Davis.
她说：“我是一个基督徒，我不能给同性恋的人发同性恋的结婚证书。”
She said, "I'm a Christian. I cannot give out marriage certificates to same-sex couples."
所以她就被关到监狱的里面。
So she was put in prison.
有一个糕点师叫 Jack Phillips.
There is this baker. His name is Jack Phillips.
他住在科罗拉多这个地方。
He lives in Colorado.
有一个同性恋的人，就专门要来陷害他。
And there was this person who come to kind of try to persecute him. He's a same-sex couple.
他说：“请你为我们做一个结婚蛋糕。”
And they said, "Please make us a wedding cake."
这个 cake 上面有两个人，但不是一男一女。
So there were two people on top of the cake. It's not a man and woman.
我们要这个 cake 的上面是两个男的。
I want two men on the cake.
这个人说我不能给你做，我是基督徒。
And so this baker said, "I cannot do it."
他们就把他告上法院。
So they sue him in court.
一直告到了最高法院。
And all the way to the Supreme Court.
我相信，如果你看消息的话，知道他告赢了，这个高点是赢了。
And then in the end, he won this particular suit.
但是这个没有完。
But didn't finish.
他们继续的找其他的这个方法来告他。
And they continue to find other ways to sue him.
他们攒了很多的钱。
They spent a lot of money.
啊，这个高点是实在是。没有办法付这么多的律师费。
And so in the end, this bakery cannot afford all the lawyers' costs.
最后怎么办呢？
And in the end, what happened?
关门了。
He has to close his bakery.
为了信仰。
Because of his faith.
意味着可能你会受到这个世界来逼迫你。
And that the world may come and persecute you.
跟随耶稣不是一种的赌博，但是跟随耶稣，他要求我们随时准备。
Following Jesus is not a gamble, but following him required us to be, at any time prepared to lose everything.
从 Ernest 的 Shackleton 这个故事中间，我们可以看到一件事情，就是世界上的人可以为一个伟大的理想和目标来献身。
From the story of Ernest Shackleton, we can see that people in the world can offer themselves for this grand vision.
没有薪水没有关系。
Doesn't matter if they have no wages.
有点绝，有危险也没有关系。
Doesn't matter if they have danger.
甚至回不来都没有关系。
They cannot even come back. That's okay.
我们可以为此而献身。
We can offer our lives because.
我想问一个问题。
Now there's a question.
那么我们基督徒，我们为了耶稣跟福音，我们为了让人脱离死亡跟黑暗。
If we are because of Jesus and the gospel, so that all the people can escape death and darkness.
我们带领人进入荣耀跟光明的一个国度。
We lead people into this glorious kingdom of light.
脱离忧愁跟烦恼。
So that we can leave sadness and worry.
进入平安与喜乐。
So that we can enter into joy and peace.
你觉得这个计划对你来说是有吸引力的吗？
Do you feel that this plan offers you attraction?
你准备为这个计划来献身吗？
Are you ready to give your life for it?
哪怕在这个过程中间。
Maybe in this whole process,
你会被误解。
You may be misunderstood.
你会被逼迫。
You be persecuted.
你需要放下你的感情的生活。
You need to give up your emotional life.
你会放下你的物质的生活。
You need to give up your material life.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
耶稣说：“爱我过于爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。”
And Jesus said.That if you love your parents more than me, then you are not worthy to be my disciple.
爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
If you love your children more than you love me, then you are not worthy.
不配十字架的，跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。
If you don't pick up the cross to follow me, then you are not worthy to be my disciple.
得到生命的必丧失生命。
Those who have the life will lose their life.
为我丧失生命的，将要得到生命。
But those who lose the life for me will receive life.
那在希伯来文中间，这个爱。跟我们通常所说的中文和英文这个爱是不一样的。
In the original language Hebrew, that the word love is different from the way that we use it in English.
在希伯来文中间，这个爱是一种的选择。
Love is a choice in the original language.
那圣经说，我爱雅各。
I love James or Jacob.
我恨以扫。
Oh, I love Jacob, but I hate Esau.
不是说上帝恨一个人，上帝爱一个人。
It's not that God hates someone and loves someone.
上帝说，我拣选了雅各。
It's that I chose Jacob.
我没有拣选以扫。
I didn't choose Esau.
那就是爱的意思。
And that's the meaning of love.
在希伯来文中间，这个爱它是一种意志上的一个选择。
So in the original Hebrew, love is really this conscious choice.
它不是一种感情上的一种的流露。
It's not this expression of emotion.
耶稣说：“你是在我跟你的亲人中间，你是选择我还是选择你的亲人
？”Jesus is asking, "Who are you going to choose between me and your relatives?"
耶稣对跟随他的人说
Jesus said to those who people follow him,
你如果要想成为他的门徒，
If you want to be my disciple,
那么你对他的委身必须在你自己一切所有的东西之上。
Your commitment has to be above everything else.
路加福音我们再回头来看。
Well, let's look back at Luke.
说有极多的人跟耶稣同行。
A great crowd was traveling with Jesus.
他转过身来对他们说，人到我这里来。
He turned to them and said, If anyone comes to me,
若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、兄弟姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
And does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brother and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
凡不背自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
If you don't take up your cross and follow him,
你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下来计算花费，能盖成不能盖成呢？
You want to build a tower, will you not first sit down and estimate the cost?
恐怕安了地基不能成功。
And maybe you will lay the foundation and cannot finish it.
看见的人都笑话说，这个人开了工却不能完工。
And everyone will see, would ridicule him, saying this fellow cannot finish it.
或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下来酌量，能用一万兵去敌那领两万兵的人攻打他吗？
I suppose a king about to go to war against another king, will he not first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose one coming against him with 20,000?
若是不能，就趁敌人还远的时候。
And if he's not able, he will send a delegate while the others still are far off.
我觉得普京打仗之前没有看这段经文。
And those people who fight the war may not have looked at this passage.
大家好好看的话，肠子都要悔青了。
And then maybe if they see it, they will have changed their mind.
这样，你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
So in the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple.
仔细看一下这段经文的结构啊。
And we look at the structure.
这段经文中间塞了一段经文进去，就是这个计算。
And then he talked about this, in the middle, there's about calculating.
耶稣先说，你做我的门徒，你需要付什么样什么样的代价。
Jesus said, if you want to be a disciple, you have to pay these kind of costs.
耶稣的结尾说，你做我的门徒，你需要付什么样的代价。
And he said, what are you going to, What kind of cost are you going to pay if you want to be a disciple?
耶稣在中间插了一段经文进去。
But yet in the middle there's this passage.
耶稣说，哎，盖房子的需要计算。
And if you build a house, build a tower, you need to calculate.
打仗需要计算。
If you fight a war, you have to calculate.
你看这段经文的结构的时候，你明白一件什么样的事情呢？
What do you understand if you, when you look at the structure of the passage?
耶稣说，你做门徒也需要计算。
That means if you want to be a disciple, you need to calculate.
这段经文不是偶然这么去写的。
It's not by coincidence it's written that way.
耶稣写得非常清楚有逻辑。
He's very logical and clear.
你要做我的门徒，你需要做这样子的事情。
If you want to be a disciple, you have to do these things.
你想好了吗？
Have you thought it through?
这段经文给做门徒，耶稣提出了三个代价。
Jesus gave them three costs as a disciple.
这三个代价好像三个台阶一样。
It's like three steps.
一个比一个高。
One higher than the other.
耶稣说，你不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、兄弟、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
If you don't love me more than your father and mother and your wife and your children, your siblings,
第二层，耶稣说，不背自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
If you don't carry your cross to follow me, then you cannot be my disciple.
然后耶稣说，这样你们无论什么人，都不撇下一切所有的。就不能做我的门徒。
And if you did not give up everything you have, you cannot be my disciple.
这个三个对门徒的委身的要求。
And these are the three requirements for the disciples to commit themselves.
一个层次比一个层次要高。
Each higher than the other.
耶稣首先说，在我跟你的情人之间，请问你选择谁？
And before you are between me and others, who you choose?
耶稣接下来说，你愿不愿意背你自己的十字架？
And then second he asks, are you willing to carry your cross?
顺服神的旨意。
To obey God's will.
放下你自己的旨意。
To give up your will.
第三。
Thirdly.
你能不能把你自己所有的一切都撇下来跟从他？
Are you willing to give up everything you have?
那这句话很严厉啊。
This is a very serious question.
就是说，你如果不能这么做的话，你就不能够成为我的门徒。
Meaning that if you cannot do these, then you cannot be my disciple.
如果你想成为门徒的话，你必须要做到这个事情。
If you want to be my disciple, you have to do all these.
那这段经文告诉我们，有极多的人跟随耶稣。
And there are many people who were traveling with him.
耶稣非常的冷静。
And then Jesus was very calm.
耶稣说，你们先想清楚了，然后再来跟从我。
You have to think it through, and then you can come follow me.
耶稣知道群众是不可靠的。
Jesus knew that people were not reliable.
群众可以头一天跟随你。
They follow you on the first day.
第二天他们把你钉到十字架上了。
But then the next day they can put you on the cross.
跟随耶稣的有黑压压、黑压压的群众。
There are a great crowd following him.
耶稣说，请你知道我门徒所需要付的代价是什么。
Jesus said, you need to know the cost of being my disciple.
你跟随我之前，你需要想清楚。
Before you follow me, you need to think it through.
你愿意成为一个门徒吗？
Are you willing to be a disciple?
有极多的人与耶稣同行。
And there are many people at that time.
但是只有极少的人愿意向耶稣完全的委身。
But only few were able to fully commit themselves.
你想做群众吗？
You want to be the crowd?
你还是要做那个极少的跟随耶稣的人。
Or you want to be the few who would fully commit.
群众是不可靠的。
The crowd was unreliable.
群众成不了什么大事情。
And those people cannot accomplish things.
只有那些完全委身耶稣基督的人。
Only those who fully commit themselves.
当他们有一天离开这个世界的时候。
One day when they leave this world,
他们会对这个世界带来改变。
And they can really bring an impact to this world.
愿意付上代价吗？
Those who are willing to pay the price.
我们先来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
不是我们付什么代价。
It's not that we don't want to pay the price.
因为你已经付上了极大的代价。
Because you have already paid a great price.
你说我们是一群被重价所买回来的人。
You told us that we are one who are saved, who are paid for with a big, great price.
不是我们爱你选择了你。
It's not because we love you and chose you.
而是我们在罪人的时候，你已经爱了我们，已经选择了我们。
Because while we were sinners, you have already loved us and chosen us.
在我们还活在罪中的时候。
While we were still in sin.
在我们还不认识你的时候。
When we still didn't know you.
你从天上来到地上。
You came to this world.
你把你的恩典给了我们。
You give us your grace.
你现在要求我们对你的爱有一个回应。
You now ask us to respond to your love.
这个回应就是，主啊，我们也愿意把我们自己献上给你。
Is that we want to follow you.
有极多的人跟耶稣同行。
And there are many people who have hurt you and traveled with you.
耶稣说，请问在我跟你的情人之间，你挑选谁？
And Jesus asked,Who are you going to choose between me and those you love?
如果你爱我不胜过爱你自己的亲人，你就不配做我的门徒。
If you don't love me more than your family, then you're not worthy to be my disciple.
如果你不愿意背自己的十字架，你就不配做我的门徒。
If you're not willing to carry your cross to follow me, then you're not worthy to be my disciple.
如果你不撇下一切来跟随我。
If you don't leave everything behind and follow me,
你不配。我的门徒。
Then you're not worthy to be my disciple.
主帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
让我们愿意来跟随主你自己。
Help us to be willing to follow you.
我们这样祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in our Lord Jesus' name. Amen. And now we have a song of response.